News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Jimmy Kimmel's late night talk show, which was abruptly pulled from the air last week after the US government threatened broadcasters, will be back from today. David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, joins us for more. David, what has happened here? Obviously, the pushback from Trump on the Jimmy Kimmel show led to him being taken off air. How did he get back on air, do you think?
I think it was some pressure from the public. There was a surge of Google searches, people saying they were looking to cancel their subscriptions to Disney and Hulu, who are all part of the same company as Jimmy Kimmel Live and ABC. We also had more than 400 actors, musicians and creatives signing a letter, putting pressure on Disney over the suspension. I think this pressure, along with perhaps just some second thoughts on the part of Disney about the damage this was causing them and whether they really had capitulated to Trump and set a terrible example, it seemed to kick in and they caved in. There's a lot of celebration among Jimmy Kimmel supporters that he's coming back.
One would imagine that the ratings for tonight's show will be huge.
Oh, yes. I mean, it'll be massive, I think. Partly joy and relief that he's back after this political controversy. And in particular, there'll be huge attention on Jimmy Kimmel's opening monologue. Will he have made some concessions and have to give some kind of apology? Or will it be some searing political satire at the expense of Trump and Disney?
David, in your view, where are we at now in terms of I suppose, the backdrop is the culture wars, but the free speech war in the US is what I'm specifically asking you about.
Still in a dark place, still with a long fight ahead, I think. Trump and the White House maybe suffered a little setback on Kimmel, and there had been some notable voices criticizing Kimmel's suspension, including even Republican senators like Ted Cruz, who likened it to a mafia shakedown. But Trump is not likely to stop here. Other late night hosts have already been shelved, and I think there'll be ongoing pressure, you know, in his campaign retribution.
He did say Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers and Jon Stewart that they're sort of in his crosshairs next. No doubt he is unhappy about this decision. Has he responded in any way as yet?
Not that I've seen, if and when he does, he may, I would suspect, take a swipe at the bosses of Disney for giving in. Maybe we'll also see some social media commentary for him on Kimmel's reappearance. It is extraordinary to have a president so engaged with what late night comedians are saying, but typical of Trump, he's putting himself everywhere in the second term.
Okay. Look, we shall watch this space and no doubt watch tonight's episode as well of the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.